Lance Schultz, head wrestling coach with the South Central Calhoun Titans, joining us here today as we take a look at the upcoming 2020-21 season. And, Coach, it's good to get a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah, you too. I appreciate everything you do. And you know, we're looking forward to it. Hopefully a good season for us.
Yeah, Coach, I was just kind of teasing you off the air here that, you know, everybody that I talk to talks about you guys as kind of a really solid-looking team. That's true. You got some great numbers out this year. That's one thing you got to be pleased with. Almost 30 kids out for wrestling this year.
Yeah, and that helps when you've got some depth. And kids have had experience before, either at the AAU level or junior high for us here. And a lot of our kids, by the time they get to high school, they've, you know, already got, you know, 6 to 10 years of wrestling experience. And, you know, I've got the Riley brothers, Colton and Ty, running our little kids here the last couple of years, and junior high coaches do a great job. And you know, so that just feeds up into our program. If we can keep them out, and we should be able to put something decent on the mat every year.
And pretty decent is something you guys are going to have this year. You got a lot of talented guys coming back this season.
We do, and you know, anytime you've got a couple state place winners coming back and another state qualifier and another one that was undefeated up until the last weekend that he wrestled at the Ida Grove tournament and got an injury and was out for the rest of the season, you get those type of kids back and a couple other 30-match winners and some other 20-match winners and, you know, 14-letter winners back, you should probably, if you can spread them out enough, you know, to fill the weights, you should be okay. And we've got some pretty decent freshmen coming in. I think they're going to turn some heads and do some good things. So we're excited. You know, we've got some injuries we got to deal with early here, and you never know with this COVID thing, and we've got some quarantine stuff going on. But, you know, hopefully we can get her all straightened out and at the right time get the right things going and then hopefully have some success.
Well, Coach, you just kind of answered one thing I was going to ask you is with this kind of depth, I'm imagining practice is pretty competitive. And then when you said you got some freshmen that are going to turn some head, some of those guys that were starters last year may be fighting for roles a little bit?
Yeah, they are, you know, and that it's a tough thing because you got some kids that are proven, you know, win 20, 30 matches that may not crack your lineup especially towards the middle of our lineup. And, I mean, it's a good thing, but it's a bad thing for that kid. But, again, it makes everybody work a little harder. You know, like you said, the competition for each and every weight class, you know, our wrestle-offs for every weight class has been tremendous. And again, if that continues week in and week out, that's only going to make each and every kid better. And, you know, and having a little depth with some injuries right now and you know, quarantine, like I said, with that depth, we've got decent kids that are coming in. They're not at the level, some of them, as the starter would be that would be in there. But I feel good about what we're putting out there. It's not just a fill-in type thing, you know, to throw somebody in. It's a quality type kid and you know, give them their chance to get out there and do what they can, show people what they can do.
What have you guys kind of focused on here these first week and a half or so of practice?
Oh, you know, it's basics. You know, you always got to get back to the basics. I wrestled in college, and I always tell the kids, first month of college practice was just stance work, you know. and you know, that's every sport. And you know, wrestling especially, it's just position, staying in good position. Everything you do, get back into that good position, and good things will happen. So it's got to become a habit. So you drill those things. You know, there's a difference between working on technique and drilling technique and understanding how to be a good practice partner. So understanding of a lot of things, especially with young kids coming in, just working on those things, the basics, and how I like to see things done. Now, each kid's a little different, and I understand that. So, you know, we've got four great coaches, Colin Corey, Jeff King, Zane Barrett, and they all have a different way that they do certain things too. So, you know, each kid's going to have to pick up on what they're going to be successful at and as far as technique goes. And I can show what I want, and I give them my philosophy. My philosophy is to attack, you know, and attack at every position we're in, attack on our feet, attack from a defensive position, offensive position, and, you know, try to get that in their head that we're always keeping pressure on our opponent. And this early in the season is when we need to do that. And there's obviously some techniques that fall into that as you're doing that. There's certain ways, places your head should be, your feet should be. You know, so those are all the little things we need to get in now that are just position-type things that we need to drill and make a habit where we don't have to think about it. We just do it. Or I don't need to yell it from the corner. They just automatically do it. You know, and that's going to be a continuing thing throughout the season. Now, as the season goes on, we'll look at each kid and what they're being specializing in, a certain type, you know, takedowns or escapes or pinning combinations, and we'll work individually with them. So these first couple weeks are a lot of general things, but it's a lot of basics that the kids need, and just drill. And, of course, getting in good condition is a big thing, too. And we don't want to be, you know, tip-top right now. We got to work to it. I've seen coaches that get them way up, and you can't keep them there that long. So you gradually got to work into it. And I think our conditioning's pretty good right now, but it's something we'll keep working on. You know, I've been impressed with our first couple weeks. You know, the break practices were good. Numbers were good. Sometimes I attribute that to a young team. When you got a young team that's mostly freshmen, things like that, they're going to be there because they're, you know, sometimes these older guys find excuses sometimes, and we need to work with that too. But I've been happy with our turnout and the way the kids are working right now.
Lance, along with the injury aspect, what are some other concerns maybe for you coming in?
Well, COVID thing, you know, you just have no control. It's a tough thing to, you know, the quarantine, the who you're around and your family and, you know, things that you can't control, and you got to go by what the guidelines are. And it's, you know, sometimes you don't understand the guidelines, but that's what they are, and we have to deal with them. You know, it's hard to imagine when someone in his household gets this and he stays away from that person, but yet they could be out for 24 days. You know, the 10 days that the parent or the family member has it, and then 14 days of their own to quarantine after. Those are things that are hard to understand from my seat and from their seat, you know, but it's things we have to do, and it's just out there. So that's going to make a difference. It's going to make a difference for us. It's going to make a difference for other teams. It's going to make a difference for the meets we're in. I hope it doesn't, but I have a feeling it will. You know, you got to take one day at a time. Right now we're getting prepared to wrestle a quad, and that's what we're looking at right now, and just get through that quad. So,
Coach, I know you know all the guys. I'm going to put a little pressure on you here. Can you kind of give us an idea of who's battling for the different weight classes through your lineup?
Sure. You know, Justin Rolfing's back at 106, and he's got a freshman coming in, Colin Folsom, that does some really good things. So there's going to be a battle there. You know, one's going to probably be at 6, one will be at 13. We've got some girls that are out that'll probably battle in there somewhere too. Scout Rolfs and Evelyn Kramer are down there. Riley Timmerman is probably a 120-pounder, and he's got a freshman. He's a returning letter winner. Brock Natras is a freshman coming in, and he's going to challenge him, and that's going to be a battle week in and week out. Aiden Toms will be somewhere in there, you know, 20-26. Kevin King, Mike Goff are returning guys with a lot of wins, looking at maybe 32 or 38. You know, Jordan Kamanivong's in there with a freshman, Zach Trott, that's looking tremendous right now, and Zach could be anywhere in there from 38, 32, 45. Jaden Mashke is in there with Roger King, two returning letter winners, and Brody Stodder's in there too. So there's three guys at 45, 52, 60, you know, that are in there. They're going to battle. We got a couple freshmen, Nalen Gobronson and David Melody, that are battling right now in with those guys, and possibly a spot at 60 or 70. You know, Blake McAllister, you know, is working with an injury right now. We're not sure when we're going to get him back, but ranked second in the state. You know, hopefully sooner than later. Blaine Barney's back out this year. He had injury last year. He started for us 2 years ago. He's a junior. We'll be at 82. You know, and then we've got Parker Rolfs. That's first time out since being a little kid, a sophomore. He's a very athletic kid, so he'll hopefully, as the season goes on, he'll be challenging in there. Daniel Melody's in there, a freshman. Jaden Sword with Braden Myers Warnke, a freshman coming in that'll challenge him. We've got Colin Miller, a senior at heavyweight that has really, you know, turned into quite a specimen. Hasn't been out for sports for quite a while, wrestled when he was a little kid, but has really looked good here in the preseason. And then Hunter Winker in there to challenge with him. So, you know, I may have missed someone in there, you know, right now, but, you know, Delaney Westcott's in there too for one of the girls for us at about 132. But there's a lot of good kids in there, and there's going to be battles, and to see where they finally end up. Right now it's pretty early. We're just kind of going off of where they weigh and filling a line up here for duels. But when we start getting into tournaments, You know, those battles are going to become more intense, and we're going to hopefully put out something pretty good on the mat.
Well, Coach, I envy you for the amount of depth that you have. I don't envy you for having all those decisions on who's actually going to be on the mat night in and night out, because that's a lot of kids fighting for what's a lot of weight classes, but not as with as many as is what you guys have fighting for spots.
You know, the philosophy we've had here, and ever since I've coached, is we're team first during the season. And, you know, when we get to the bigger tournaments like the Ida Grove, the conference tournament, and the sectionals, district state, obviously, you know, it's more about them individually. So, you know, these kids have bought into that over the years, and they trust what we do as a coaching staff and decisions we make. You know, I'm not perfect every time, so it's, you know, it's hard to deal with some of those times when we do make some moves and they don't work, but for the most time, they work, and I do my research, and I try to get the best matchups for them and for our team, and these kids have bought into that, so they trust in the system. You know, thankfully, there's been some success there that backs it up a little bit, but, you know, right now, you know, if I were to go to probably any kid, you know, and say, hey, you want to wrestle, I want you to need you at this weight, I need you at this weight, they'd say, yes, sir, we'll do that. So, you know, we're pretty blessed here with that, and that philosophy has worked for us, and that's a tribute to the coaching staff, the kids, the program as a whole, the junior high, the little kids, you know, and just the support of the parents and things like that. So it's, you know, hopefully that continues, and we see some success.
Coach, are most of the kids close to the weight you're going to need them at or want them at for the season?
Yeah, probably not at the end. You know, I think there'll be some moves yet, and some of that will determine, you know, we'll be looking at sectionals and districts and state, and hopefully, you know, hopefully we qualify for regionals as a team and stuff. So some of that will still come down to maybe where some other teams have people and some flexibility that we have there. But early, I don't think you're gonna see our lineup, you know, at the end of the season be exactly what it's going to be in our first meet. Never is, you know, kids move around a little bit. So, you know, and some of it's, you know, some of them want to get to a certain weight, and we're not going to jump down there the first meet. You know, it's going to take some time. We're going to do it right, so it's not a big struggle for them. I'm not a real big, you know, person that likes the cutting weight. I'd like to see them stay where they're at, you know, as far as their weight goes. But obviously there's times when there needs to be some moves for the team and for the individual, and you know, we'll be smart about that. We'll look at their diet plan and work them through that. And so, yeah, you know, right now we're probably mostly where we need to be. Eventually it'll probably be a little different.
Coach, as far as the schedule, you happy with the challenges you're going to get? I know you mentioned the Herdbergens over at Ida Grove, always a great tournament and so challenging over there. But are you happy with the challenges you'll see throughout the season?
I am right now, as long as it stays that way. That's the thing. You know, I like our dual meets. I like, you know, the way how we set up our schedule to wrestle some teams. I think last year, if I remember looking back, we saw 20 ranked teams in the state throughout our schedule. And you know, so I like that. I like to be challenged. I like our kids to be challenged. You know, there's times when we go to some meets that there's, you know, it's a conference thing. We just have to do it. And sometimes I don't like that, but, you know, it's something that we have to do. You know, the Manson tournament is a good tournament to start out the season. I see Woodbury Central's in there now, which is a big, you know, been a big rival for us for the last 10, 15 years. I believe in duels, they're ranked every year pretty high in 1A. And I believe in dual meets, we're about 500 in those 10, 15 years. It's pretty close. I'd have to look it up, but I know we've won our share. So that's a good, you know, meter for us right off the bat to have them in the same tournament. You know, then we go to Maple Valley on a Friday night. We see a team from Nebraska there that is placed in the top three in their division at state every year. And every year we've placed in front of them there. So there's good competition there. And then we go over to Ridgeview, just a traditional thing that we've done before Christmas, and we've had a lot of success there. Coon Rapids, I'm hearing some teams are out. You know, I don't know who's in. We'll see how that tournament goes. Conference tournament's always been a tough tournament for us. We haven't won that for 5 years, and that's our goal this year, to get back up on top. You know, and then, of course, the Ida Grove tournament, and, you know, and then our own tournament where we see Gilbert, who's a very good 2A school, and West Monona's got a great team coming back. They're coming over. You know, and throughout the year, we see a Woodward Granger, a good 2A school. You know, Guthrie Center's always a tough team. We see Woodbury in a duel. You know, so I like our schedule. I like how it's spread out, and I think it gives us a lot of challenges and gets us ready for the end of the year.
From everything I'm hearing, the conference race should come down to you guys, Emmitsburg. Besides you two, maybe who else is in that hunt, do you think?
Well, I hope we're in there. We'll see how things go. You know, the thing is, with the being down a little bit early, we've got a lot of conference duels early in the season. Emmitsburg's won it the last 2-3 years, and Grettinger, I think, snuck in there 1 year. I see them as being very strong again. They're just a traditional power, you know, we look forward to that challenge. You know, I'm glad that we don't wrestle them until after Christmas here, and hopefully we get things, you know, ironed out and everybody back healthy. And Manson, we wrestle them the same night. You know, Manson, I think, is going to be a pretty good team. I think it'll be them. I think Southeast Valley is going to surprise some teams. Out there really has always got good kids. West Bend has been a surprise in the last couple of years. So I think they're going to be pretty decent. You know, East Sac's got hopefully a full lineup of the way it looks, and anytime you get a full lineup, you're competitive. And I know they've done a great job over there of building that program back up. I think they'll be in there. And Sioux Central's got some great kids coming back. So as far as depth in our conference, I think it's probably the deepest it's been for quite a while. Which means you're going to have to be ready to go. Pocahontas has got 2 or 3 guys ranked in the state. Grettinger's got some kids that are ranked in the state. It's a tough conference. It's becoming tougher, which I'm glad, because it just makes us better.
Well, Coach, always good to catch up with you. Looking forward to this season. It should be a lot of fun. Hopefully you can get everybody healthy and back in the lineup. Appreciate your time here today, and looking forward to seeing you and the guys soon.
Well, thank you very much. And I hope we can put something decent on the mat for that people can see. You know, without the crowds this year, it'll be a little different. But hopefully we can live stream, and we'll put something decent out on the mat to be enjoyable to watch. I appreciate everything you do. Hopefully I'll see you down the road here. We can get together and enjoy this.
You bet. Head Coach Lance Schultz again with the South Central Calhoun Wrestling Program.